Spread the Lifeline warms up Washington Avenue Bridge. To prevent suicide, a new student group wants people to see the signs to keep on living. Story by Chris Lemke. As passersby walked under the Washington Avenue Bridge's eastern entrance on February 20th, a student group of nine stood for 2 hours to speak out against suicide. The group members held handmade signs with uplifting messages, some of them reading, "It's okay to ask for help. Only in darkness can we see the stars. And you are so valuable." The student group, Spread the Lifeline, UMN, also offered free hot cocoa to the people passing by as rain fell. In return, the group asked the people to like the group's Facebook page. The group members hoped that this event, called Stay Warm, Stay Positive, would raise awareness of suicide prevention, encouraging people to talk about mental health, and breaking the stigma of asking for help for those who struggle in silence. The group's name references its goal to spread a national phone number that offers support to callers who are experiencing a crisis. Spread the Lifeline co-founders Ryan Delmonico and Lucas Hess started the group in 2016, but they had already worked to increase suicide awareness. In 2013, after the suicide of a high school friend, the two helped found Push for Awareness, an annual 150-mile-long board trek from Duluth to Blaine to raise awareness for suicide prevention. There were 28 riders for the 2016 event, Delmonico said. Hess said the signs that the longboarders posed with in social media posts throughout the 2016 journey were the inspiration for Spread the Lifeline. One particularly influential sign read, "If you're looking for a sign not to end your life, this is it." Hess printed clothing with encouraging messages and information about mental health resources, which Spread the Lifeline sells as wearable resources. Hess hopes to make the clothing a cool product for you to wear once a week, adding that instead of branding a cool company or brand, one can choose to represent something more meaningful. Profits from selling the clothes go straight back into the nonprofit Spread the Lifeline, which will invest the money in the next order of clothes. Some of the original signs from the longboard journey came to the bridge event, though the group also met beforehand to bond and make additional posters. Delmonico said he'd hoped the event's location at the high-traffic Washington Avenue Bridge would reach as many people as possible. He hoped the event would bring some positive associations to the location, which has a history of people using it for suicide attempts. A series of student health surveys conducted by Boynton Health shows a rise in suicide attempts among students. Of the 2,071 University of Minnesota students surveyed in 2013, 0.6% of the students reported attempting suicide within the past 12 months. That's about 300 students among the nearly 49,000 students attending the university when the survey was given that spring. In 2015, the percentage of students who reported attempted suicide in the past 12 months was at 0.8%, about 380 students among the 47,000 attending that spring. Although the situation at the university is better than the national average, a 2016 survey from the American College Health Association, a research and advocacy group, said 1.6% of college students nationwide reported attempting suicide in the past year. This is 1% higher than the numbers given at the University of Minnesota. The Spread the Lifeline group at the university is the first one to thrive, but Hess said he hopes more chapters will prosper at as many college campuses as possible. Hess said each group would have its own events, sell its own apparel design, and team up with other organizations, with everyone working together.